everyone, and welcome to the Total Health Show with Dr. Tyron Lindsay. This cast is sponsored by Integrated Healthcare of Montclair, the office of Dr. Tyron Lindsay, where we provide cutting-edge, holistic, and drug-free therapies. Today's cast, we're going to explore the role that vitamin D plays in immunity in honor of these beautiful summer months that we have. One of the most important things we all can do is make sure that our vitamin D levels are high. Yet, something really interesting happens in the summer, and that is many people, based on marketing that's come in from powerful Madison Avenue firms and based on the internet influences and based on input that they receive from their doctors, who many of whom are under the influence of pharmaceutical education, use sunblock. And while as far back as we can recall, we know that man has sought to manage the sun, sunblock poses a unique threat to the health and survival of people in forms of their immunity. So there's all this sun outside, and the sun allows each of us an opportunity to build our immunity. So here's how it works. You go out in the sun. If you're there for a reasonable amount of time, depending on your skin type and location, you will not burn. During that time frame, your body, if it has gradually been exposed, develops its own sense of immunity. The human body is incredible in that when it gets a challenge, there is a response. Although we can't see it, it does manifest in the form of a tan. And this is regardless of who you are, almost regardless of who you are, the one exception being people who have red hair and freckles. They just won't tan. But tanning is the body's defense against the sun. Now, this is a controversial issue, and I know that I'm one of a few that is embarking on this quest to educate people about the role that the sun should play in their health and their vitamin D levels. So I want to look at this through a few different lenses. First, we're going to look at what is suggested sun exposure. Then we'll look at the amount of vitamin D that actually one will get from sun exposure. And then we'll look at how important it is to supplement with vitamin D and professionally have those levels monitored periodically. So the first thing here, vitamin D is the basis for a substantial amount of human immunity. In fact, it is vitamin D that activates certain aspects of the immune system, allowing the body to build immunity and fight off on a baseline bacteria and viruses. When the vitamin D levels are low, the body is not as good at doing this. Typical values in laboratories for vitamin D are bottom line what's necessary. They don't speak to the optimal levels that vitamin D is required by each individual person. So if you go to your doctor and they order blood work and your vitamin D levels come back low, you're really in trouble because those values are bare minimum. We'll come back to that later, but for now, understand that vitamin D plays an essential role in your immunity in the prevention of cancer. In fact, Dr. Holick, who is the expert and has written a book called The Vitamin D Cure, talked about how important it was to have adequate vitamin D levels, and that these levels are correlated with a reduction of breast, prostate, and colon cancer in people. All this from being in the sun. That brings me to my next topic here about the sun. We've all been educated that spending too much time in the sun could be bad. And so in order to combat that spending too much time in the sun, we have come up with chemical sunblocks, which seem to have side effects that may be worse than actually enduring the sun responsibly. For example, titanium dioxide is known by the Cosmetic Safety Database to be implicated in various forms of cancer. Zinc oxide, which is actually a much better choice, bioaccumulates and destroys wildlife. But timing your exposure to the sun and wearing protective clothing doesn't cause any problems. When a person does use sunblock, their body cannot produce vitamin D. And in absence of that vitamin D, they are unable to build up their defenses as they're supposed to. So it decreases the probability that a person can actually fight off viruses and bacteria. So as a result, they'd be more likely to get sick. The solution is fairly obvious here. It's increase the vitamin D levels. And depending on where you are on the planet, that may be easy or more difficult to do. The further away you get from the equator, the longer your exposure times have to be able to get adequate levels of vitamin D. There are different skin types, which we cannot go into in our podcast here, but each of those skin types requires a different amount of sunlight in order to secrete sufficient vitamin D. One skin type has very little pigmentable ability, meaning the person who goes in the sun will not be able to become dark, and that is those individuals who have red hair and freckles, which make up a very small portion of the population. But they will not tan, they will only burn, and they need a sensible skin management plan that might involve the use of things like olive oil and perhaps zinc oxide-based sunscreens. But the rest of the population, if they time it and expose themselves outdoor on a regular basis, can actually improve their skin's ability to harvest this valuable nutrient. Let's talk about practice. Why you would consider a healthcare professional as part of your vitamin D skin management plan. Healthcare professionals play an essential role in the vitamin and wellness revolution because they have the expertise and knowledge to properly manage people and get them where they're trying to go. There are hundreds of vitamins, minerals, herbs. In fact, just taking a walk down the aisle of a local natural food store would boggle the mind to think that everybody needed everything that's in that store. The fact of the matter is that each of us has a unique nutritional fingerprint. And unless we measure in several ways our accuracy on that management of that print or meeting the needs, will go down. There are certain ways that we can measure and identify what would be good. These ways are not perfect at this time. Blood work is a possibility, and most patients do get blood work based studies. Saliva, hair analysis. So when a person takes vitamin D, it has the potential to impact their ability to function on the level of their small intestine, on the level of what allows them to absorb different types of nutrients. The issue is that when a person takes a vitamin, it's very rare that a vitamin will occur all by itself. And because people don't know what else needs to accompany that vitamin, they sometimes create a problem or a nutritional deficiency by taking a vitamin. For example, if a person just takes vitamin D and they take too large a dose, vitamin D naturally occurs in cod liver oil, and it's accompanied by several different types of fats that are required, vitamin A and D. So all of these are combined. And without those, in some people, the absorption won't be optimal. Also, in a person's intestines, there has to be enough vitamin K, which is created by bacteria that are in the gut. And if there's a deficiency there, they won't be able to utilize the vitamin D. So how do you know that the vitamin D you're taking is being absorbed if you don't have it checked? So to make it really easy in the office, we set up a very simple finger prick program, which allows us to take a few drops of blood and send off twice a year is what we suggest, so we can measure the patient's vitamin D levels. Having done that, we then employ specific types of biofeedback, meaning we use the body to help us understand what's happening with the body. Methods, use those methods to hone in and identify if the person needs additional vitamins to support their new vitamin E endeavor. It's meaning, do they need some additional A, do they need some K, or other types of vitamins that might go along the line with that. It is very important to get this right, because vitamins are not drugs. They don't create a problem one day all of a sudden, but gradually over time, the body may not function as one would hope it would. And after all, the reason you're taking the vitamins is to improve your health, so you should measure it. To summarize what I've talked about today, first, I want to start off and say, and remind you, the sun is your friend. A responsible skin management plan creates health, not disease. An irresponsible skin management plan, which depends only on toxic and even the more friendly sunblockers, is destined to create problems in a person's future. The evidence we have that the exposure to the sun is beneficial is, number one, outdoor workers do not suffer from a higher incidence of skin cancer. The people who suffer from incidences of skin cancer are those who have been burned. So the skin management plan needs to revolve around not burning and giving nude, to an extent, 3/4 of the body, exposure to the sun for varying degrees of time depending on your skin type. And your healthcare provider who understands this should be able to tell you how much time you need in the sun to meet your vitamin D needs without burning. If they cannot tell you, call our office for an appointment, either on the phone or in person, at 973-744-1155. That's Dr. Tyran Minty at Integrated Healthcare, and we'll be happy to help you. My second point that I made, which was very important, is that vitamin D is required for the expression of many things. It impacts your genes, how your genes work, your immunity, and when flu season comes in 2 or 3 months, if your vitamin D levels aren't adequate in the summer because you've been using sunblock, they won't be adequate during flu season. Therefore, they would increase your risk of contracting some sort of seasonal related illness, such as the flu or seasonal affective disorder, where people have moods of melancholy and such. Finally, I pointed out to you that professional help would be warranted to get the vitamin D levels where they need to be. The goal being, number one, not creating an artificial deficiency by putting too much vitamin D there, and two, making sure any balanced nutrients and minerals that need to be present are there. After 20 years of practice in providing care for people using nutritional supplements, I can tell you that the incorrect supplement does do a slow amount of insidious harm to a degree in a couple of ways. In one way, it's done because it's not helping to build health, and in other way, it's harming because it's creating deficiencies that tax and stress the body. That concludes our cast for today. Join us next week, where we'll discuss some other aspect of health as it relates to you. This is Dr. Tyran Mincy from Integrated Healthcare of Montclair, where we provide expert, holistic, drug-free healthcare for people of all types. Thank you.